is a great state.
I wish everyone could see Jane's dance moves to this song. I feel like this song makes you so happy.
It really does. It just is a blast from the past.
All right. Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today has been Matt Miller. And our guest on the phone is first-year CEO and executive director of the Wisconsin State Fair, which started yesterday, Sherry Black. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us today. And you got through day one, no problems?
Oh, there's always problems on day one. nothing that anybody would notice. But you know how it is, opening a large event like this, we have new staff. So there's always those little kinks that have to be worked out. But that's every event.
It's kind of like a wedding, Sherry, right? Where you're the only one who knows what, you know, what would make everything perfect.
What was supposed to happen
and it didn't. And that's kind of okay.
Well, no, not totally, because, we have a fantastic staff here. So there's a lot of stuff I don't know, I'll be very honest. I mean, we're just such a big organization. So we have a number of great people that know what they're doing and play a big part in our leadership team.
Well, that's good to know. Attendance was really high yesterday.
It was. We had a very good opening day, so we're excited about that. Hope it continues.
Yeah, well, you got great weather, which is half the battle, I feel like, with events like this. Because last year, I know there was a couple storms at the first half of the week, and I think you're in the clear, at least for this weekend, because it is beautiful out.
It is beautiful. Going to keep an eye on Sunday, but, last year, we closed early 6 nights, so that definitely hurt. Hope that we don't have anything like that.
Boy, you forget from year to year what some of those weather events are like, right?
Yes. And or all the years blur together, and then you can't remember what happened in what year.
So you've been working, so this is your first year as the CEO and executive director, but you've been working in the fair industry your whole career. And so what drew you to this? Because we're actually, our studio's down the street. You went to Carroll University. We are right next to it.
Yeah.
And so from what I read, you've been working in this basically since you were in college.
Yes. So I actually grew up showing dairy and pigs at Waukesha County Fair, also showed dairy here at State Fair. I've just been around fairs my entire life. My dad was on the fair board when I was a kid, and my mom was involved as a 4-H leader. So we've just been around it, something our whole family did together, and then fortunately I was able to make a career out of it.
Sherry, we've talked a little bit about kids who grow up on farms, and I personally think that farm kids have a better grasp of reality because you are confronted with life and death and the act of sex and procreation and all of those things. I'm curious, the first time you raise an animal that you know that you're auctioning off and it's going to go bye-bye, do your parents sit you down and have a chat with you about that? Or is it just kind of, this is what you grew up with, this is normal?
No, for us, I've always lived on a farm. My grandparents farmed, my dad farmed, obviously. So for us, we know the circle of life at a young age. It's just something you're brought up with. So you understand that these animals are here for us to process and eat. And, we're raising the crops to feed them. We understand exactly what they're eating. So then when we're eating our food, we understand what's going into our bodies. Those are great lessons. And of course, to understand the circle of life, I think that's really important. So you start showing at the fair when you're 9 years old. And, we had pigs that we sold in the auction, and that money we used for college. So we just...
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think we might have lost Sherry there for a minute. Let me see.
Well, in the meantime, Matt, what's your favorite thing to do at the fair?
Eat gluttonously. I saw the photo today. Our Lori Frederick at Milwaukee writes up a lot of the Sporkies or the new dishes.
Uh-huh.
And I know she tried the gummy bear brat, which I did not know also comes on a pink bun. which really is the piece de resistance. Like, why make a gummy bear brat when you can make a gummy bear brat on a neon pink bun? And you know what? I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to regret nothing. My stomach will regret a lot, but
sure,
I won't.
Sure, sure, sure.
What's your favorite thing to do?
Well, do we have Sherry back? Oh, you're here. I can barely, can you turn her up a little bit? Now we can hear. Great, great.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Sorry, I don't know where I went.
No problem. I think Matt had next question, though.
Yeah, I just want to know, every year there are new things getting added to the menus and to the lineups and to the map of State Fair. Are there any additions this year that you are most excited about and that you saw yesterday that people were most excited about?
I had a lot of people asking me where the Arctic Bug Blast Slush was. Are you familiar with what that is?
We talked about a little bit about it yesterday, in fact.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah, a lot of people were asking. I guess people want to eat bugs. It's not my thing, and I think that's okay. It's funny, we're talking about eating animals and, you know, how do I handle that? And then we have bugs. You can eat bugs, too.
Because it wasn't, there's the Arctic Splash with the, like, scorpion on top, but there's another, I saw that there was another one that it's like a chocolate-covered apple that has bugs on it as well, right? That one sounds way grosser to me than the slush.
So this one has chocolate-covered apple. It's coated with edible June bugs, which I am sorry, but I remember when we were kids, like, you would step on the June bugs and hear them crunch. I can't imagine that in my mouth. I don't know.
That's not doing anybody any good. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you, I don't know if you're online, you can see the picture of it. Those are some big June bugs.
So how much discretion when we see all these incredible, like, creative, you know, to each their own foods that come out each year, is it totally up to the vendors of what they want to create? As the fair, do you have any discretion over, you're just like, all right, I don't know, it's your shop, so you can do whatever you want and we will promote it?
No, we do have, all the vendors have to submit a menu.
Okay.
And a lot of that is just because we don't want duplicate items. But yeah, we review all the menus and have to approve those.
Makes
sense. But I don't, I mean, obviously we're letting bugs
basically, if you don't come up with the same thing, maybe that's why they're so creative, because they just want to make sure that they have the very unique thing that you can't get anywhere else.
Definitely.
So one of the things, because as you said, that you've been showing animals and showing dairy your entire life at fairs. And so what does it take to be an exhibitor? Like, what do those of us who did not grow up on farms and, you know, we go to the fair once a year and we get to see the animals and we see the different exhibits, but, like, what does it actually take? What all goes into bringing your animals, whether you're coming from the other side of the state, and showing up for this 10-day event?
Well, the animals need to be worked with for many months ahead of the fair. So that means you're halter breaking them if they are on a halter. Some other animals, like a pig, you have to teach it how to walk. They don't wear halters. And what people don't understand is that pigs are extremely smart. So sometimes that's a little challenging when you're training your pig. But these animals are groomed, they are taken care of very well, they are fed very well. I mean, especially if you have your prized animal, you want to make sure that they're looking their best. So some of them, too, are worked with for years. It's not just that one year that you're working with that animal. You may be showing it multiple years in a row, especially dairy. So there's a lot of care. And then, of course, bringing your animal here, if you're not in the area, you might have a bit of a drive. So you're hauling your animal in, and you have to haul everything with you. That includes feed, bedding, everything.
Yeah, so it's a little more intense than just traveling with children.
Except the children are, animals can't talk.
Exactly.
So they don't ask back if we're there yet.
less whining from the animals.
Right, exactly. Know how much longer.
So as far as what changes can people expect this year from maybe what we had last year, obviously, we're still kind of coming out of the pandemic and they're like, whatever. But as far as, like, I think last year we had lots of storms, there was still some COVID worries, but, like, any new exciting things for people to look out for, or something that they should keep in mind before they show up this year?
We did institute a bag policy. So the bag size has to be a 9x10x12. If you have medical needs, you can bring in a larger bag. We'll make that exception. Or if you have a diaper bag that needs, you know, you have, like, infant care items in there, we'll allow those to come in a larger size. All of the bags will still be checked. And if you are a shopper like I am, You can bring in your bag that maybe is a little bit larger than that, because, I mean, let's be real, there's so many great things that you need to put in there. But it has to be completely empty. Fold it down to that 9 by 10 by 12 size, and then as soon as you get through your bag check and walk into the fair, you can open up that bag and start filling it.
Is there one item this year, Sherry, at the Expo Center that's selling like hotcakes? Some years it's irons, some years it's umbrella hats, some years it's the leash, the dogless leash that you walk around with an invisible dog. Is there anything that's jumped out at you this year?
Come on, hot tubs. Come on, hot tubs.
To be honest, I have not noticed what the big hot item is. It might take me over the weekend to figure that one out, just as we keep selling. But I haven't noticed it just yet. There is always something that stands out. I will tell you, there, if you're into shoes, there is a fantastic shoe vendor in the Expo. It's all the way in the back. But they're really comfortable, and they're real leather, and I buy a pair from there every year. They're great.
Oh, that's a good shout out.
A little insider tip there.
Jane has a pretty good shoe collection. Although, do any of the shoes have glitter on them? Because Jane does like a glittery shoe.
I can always be dazzled my own.
That's true.
They actually have like some wild, crazy things. I noticed that there was one that had a heel. It had like a plastic heel, and it was like one side was hot pink. One was like a cream color. I don't know. There were some crazy things. That's a little much for me.
So as far as your favorite things, like if you had to rank your top five things at people should do, what would they be?
You have to catch one of our agricultural shows, and they're fabulous. I mean, we have horses, 4 and 6 hitch horses. Those are unbelievable. Horse pull is unbelievable. The fact that these gigantic animals can pull so much, and as soon as they hear that chain drop, they're off. The muscle on their body is just unreal. I think that Discovery Barnyard, that's where we have all of our baby animals. That's a great place, of course. Expo, if you get a little bit warm, that's a great place to cool off because it's air conditioned. Same with Wisconsin Products Pavilion. That's where all great Wisconsin foods are, and other commodity groups that you can purchase from. If you have a main stage ticket, we have great shows. We have a number of strolling entertainers that are all throughout the grounds. One of them eats fire. Another one has a traveling piano. It's actually on wheels, so she's singing and playing as she moves along. So there's a number of different things there. And, of course, the ride and game area is so much fun.
Yeah, I would be amiss if I did not. You guys have a lot of dog agility and dog sports at State Fair as well. My fiance is a dog agility person, so I would be remiss if I did not mention that people should check that out as well at the State Fair. You will be impressed by these puppos.
Dog agility. Yes, I've never heard it referred to as that.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, so I think sometimes people think, you know, you know about duck diving dogs. I mean, these dogs dive as well. But there's other agility tricks that they perform, running through hula hoops or fetching something in record time. It's a lot of fun to watch. That's actually on the western side of the fair, just down from the Wonder Fair wheel. We also have a BMX show that has 4 show times throughout the day, and those are all free with your paid admission.
That's outstanding. Yeah, and also, isn't there basically like rabbit agility? Like there's like rabbit long jump, rabbit high jump, rabbit agility. Mm-hmm.
You could train a rabbit.
It's rabbit. It's what it was called. Maybe it's now changed to agility. I'm not totally sure on that. But yes, we have junior rabbits are here now. The rabbit tent is also on the west side of the fair.
Well, this is so fun. I can't wait to go because with the radio show, I might not get there during the week, but I'm definitely going to go this weekend. And so I cannot wait. So thank you so much, Sherry, for joining us today. CEO and Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Fair, Sherry Black. Good luck. Hopefully everything goes as smoothly as possible for you this year.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Have a great 10 days. All right. We're going to take one more break and then we'll come back. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it, don't even be late. It's dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best.